You want to answer with video?
You do it, whatever. I don't know. You can do the video. Looking directly at that thing. Something a little freaky about it.
Does
this distract you?
Like looking at myself, so maybe you could just take that. Can you get rid of that part? Can you get that part off?
I have no idea.
Maybe just minimize the program. All right,
okay. So,
I minimized it as much as it can go.
In the interest of Chazar, for those, it's fine.
You want to get this up?
That's fine. It's fine. Don't waste the time.
Okay.
In the interest of Chazar, for those that were here, and maybe just to catch the guys up that weren't able to be here yesterday, just spend a few moments just running over the main nakudos from yesterday's shiur with regard to Rashi, and then we'll move over to the newer issue of.
Now that Zach's on, we can turn that off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Zach, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay. Good morning. Okay, so we're just going to quickly go over the issue from yesterday with the Rashis, and we'll move on to the new issue. The question was, after going through the Shita of the Ran and the Shita of Tosos, we want to know, where does Rashi fit in within those two Shitas? Is Rashi a new Shita? Is Rashi in line with one of the other Shitas? So we began with the Rashis on the Mishnah. There were two Rashis on Chaf Hei. There was one Rashi on Chaf Vav. Again, I'm just going to spend a few moments with it. So we saw that Rashi on the Mishnah says, "Peturim min asukah, afilu b'shas chaniyason." So we mentioned right away that here Rashi does not seem to be distinguishing between efshar l'kayim shneiem, efshar l'kayim shneiem. It doesn't seem to be giving us any qualification on this petur. If you're involved in a mitzvah, you're traveling for the purpose of a mitzvah, and you stop, regardless of what type of mitzvah we're talking about, it sounds like you're potter. Unlike Tosos, as we saw, and we said, well, it depends. Is it Efshel Kayim Shneim, Efshel Kayim Shneim? It sounds like Rashi's agreeing here with the Ran and saying it doesn't matter, you are potter. And then again, we saw Rashi in the next Rashi that we saw, Lech Tochav Adarech, which is a few lines down in the Rashis of the Gemara. And this Rashi was very instructive because here he really speaks out why the Gemara found it necessary to bring in two clauses to teach us what we could have learned out from seemingly from one. So again, just by way of reminder, the Gemara says, "B'shivtacha b'beisecha prat la'osek b'mitzvos." If a person is sitting at home, yeah, he's chayiv in shema. But if he's involved in mitzvos, then he's potter. So "B'shivtacha b'beisecha prat." So there already we're going back to the generic rule of osek mitzvah, patur mina mitzvah. Then the Gemara says, "Lech lechav adarech prat lechasan." Now you have a specific exclusion for chasan that's learned out from the clause of "lech lechav adarech." So Rashi's bothered by this. Why do you need the special clause of "lech lechav adarech" to teach me the rule of chasan when I can learn it out from the overall patur of osek mitzvah, patur mina mitzvah? So that also really tells us that Rashi understands that what he's about to say for chasan is really related to what we said generally about b'shivtacha b'beisecha. V'afagav dehu nami b'mitzvah tarid. So again, that lashon also. Nami, what does nami mean? Nami means also. He also is tarid in a mitzvah. What do you mean also? Who's he talking about? Who's the also? Yeah, but what do you mean also? Also sounds like in addition to someone else. So again, you see here that Rashi is comparing the case of the chasan to the general case of osek b'mitzvah. Not necessarily that it's a new category, that it's a double b'fnei atzma, as some other rishonim have suggested, and we've seen others wanted to suggest that the patur of chasan is a separate patur, a separate institution. Rashi saying, listen, the chasan is also torahed in a mitzvah. When you say also, it sounds like you're telling me just like the others are torahed. Nonetheless, it's drichlu trei kroy. You need two psukim. Do you have a ksiv chad? If it would only say one, if it would only say b'shivtacha b'beisecha, the generic, general rule, one might reason kaven the chasan lav behedik ksiv b'kra, since it's not openly expressed in the pasuk in the Torah. Hava amina lo patar akasiv ela tareach va'osa malechas mitzvah biyadayim o mahalech lemitzvah. Rashi's telling us, what would be the problem? We would only know that Osek B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah, adheres in the cases of Osek B'yadayim, or Osek in terms of Mahalech. Those two types of Asek. But those two types of involvement.
I mean, the words.
The other traveling for the mitzvah, or actually actively being involved in the mitzvah. We would only know those. What wouldn't we know? Oh, we wouldn't know the case of the chasan. We wouldn't know the case. Chasan shu yoshev u'batel ve'eino osek ela torid b'machsheves b'ila lo patar kasev. I might think that that's not included. Says Rashi, so therefore the Gemara needs to tell us v'lech t'chav aderech prat l'chasan. Chasan, the patur of the chasan is also included in the category of osek mitzvah patur mitzvah. Ah, he's not osek b'yadayim and he's not mahalach hadvar mitzvah. That's right. It's another category. So it comes out that there are three shades of Osek B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah. You have Osek B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah when you're Osek B'yadayim, you're actively involved. You have Osek B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah when you are Mahalich B'derech. And you have Osek B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah when you're Torah B'machshavas Mitzvah. Hilkach Mikra Yiseirash Me'inam De Patur Mikriyashma De Torah B'machshavas Be'ila. So from the additional pasuk, or additional clause, we learn that you're Patur from Kriyashma because you're Torah in the Machshava of the Be'ila. So from here, it certainly sounds like Rashi is telling us that this idea of Torah is a product, is an outgrowth of the general Petur of Osek Mitzvah and Patur Min HaMitzvah. The potential problem arose when we saw the Rashi on Chavav. Rashi on Chavav, you could turn it to Chavav for a second. So Rashi, when he says, Holchem L'dvar mitzvah, peturim b'yom b'layla, about 10 lines down. V'afal pi she'ein holchem ela b'yom, and even though you're only traveling at night, why you putter, you're only traveling by day, why you putter at night? V'shem deturidim v'do'agim b'machshaves ha-mitzvah u'betikuneha, peturim min ha-mitzvah. Why you putter, says Rashi, why you putter when you're traveling to do pidyon shvuyim, or you're traveling to do kabbalas p'nei rabo, or you're traveling to go to the shir, and at night you camp out, so you're not actively involved. Why are you potter? Why are you potter? Rashi says, you know why you potter? Because you're torahed in the machshava of doing the mitzvah properly, and tikkunei, you want to make sure it's going to be done in all of its fulfillment, in its fullest possible way. Therefore, you potter in a mitzvah. What's Rashi saying? Is torahed unique to chasan? No, you see, Torah is not unique to Chasan. Rashi uses that same verbiage over here, that same term of Torah b'machshavas mitzvah. And we know that the reason why you put it over here is because in some way you're involved. So the chiddush, perhaps, of Rashi is that machshava is another form of osek. You have three levels of osek. You're osek b'yadayim, you're osek by being mahalich, and it comes out from here that you're also osek by being tarad b'machshava. That's not unique to chasan. That could be even in this case. In the case where you're camped out.
What's mahalik?
You're traveling. Where you're going to do the mitzvah.
Would you spell them kind of like a brief English spelling of the three ones? Involved, traveling, and preoccupied. Involved in the mitzvah.
What's involved is osek.
I mean the...
The Hebrew?
When you're doing the mitzvah.
You're osek b'yadayim.
B'yadayim, okay.
Osek b'yadayim means you're actively involved at that moment. You're actively, physically involved. Mahalech means that you're traveling. You're involved in a more general way, but you're still involved. You're not involved in the ma'aseh mitzvah. You're involved in some expanded way in the mitzvah, but that's still an active involvement. And then you have the last involvement, which is less of an involvement, more removed from the ma'aseh mitzvah, and that's the tirda, the machshava. Right, so you have three levels, three grades of involvement. But it seems that Rashi is learning that they're all a din in Osek. Ah, what does Rashi hold as to whether or not we look at Efshel Kaim Shneim, Efshel Kaim Shneim? From the Rashi, B'Shas Chani Alson, he doesn't limit this Petur to Efshel Kaim Shneim. It sounds like he put there categorically like the Ran. If we have to put Rashi with either Tosos or the Ran, it certainly sounds like he's putting himself in the Ran's camp. And that's essentially, obviously it's a little bit watered down, but that was essentially what we discussed yesterday. like to do today is to try to put the Rambam someplace within the Tosos, Ran, and Or Zeruah camp. Where does the Rambam fit? Remember, the Or Zeruah was only slightly different than the Ran. Anyone remember what the Shita of the Or Zeruah was?
He says that you're categorically exempt, and you don't even, you, it's not even suggested that.
That's right.
You go into
the, he doesn't, very good. He doesn't mention anything about Meyos Tov. The Chiddush of the Ran was, listen, you're Potter, halachically you're Potter, but when it's feasible, why not? Meyos Tov al Tikriyav. Why shouldn't you do it? The Or Zeruah doesn't say that. He seems to say, you're Potter, and that's it. You're Potter, so therefore, there's no need for you to try to do the other mitzvah. Now the question is, what about the Rambam?
So does that mean that even if you do, you get nothing?
No, so we don't know that yet. That we're going to have to take up as a separate issue. Avi Mark was asking a very good question. That is, let's say, according to any of the shittas, you say, you know what, I want to do the mitzvah. I want to do the mitzvah. Do I get credit? Do I not get credit? Maybe ask the question differently. Am I allowed to do the other mitzvah? So I thought we would have gotten into it today, but perhaps we'll have to wait until next week to see the Ritva and some of the other Rishonim that discuss that very issue, Avi. So we'll hold off on that, but rest assured, it's a very good question. So now let's take a look at the Rambams. Okay? Just quickly, I'll volunteer to read one or both of the Rambams. Chaim, you want to do it? You want
to? I didn't really read the Rambam.
Okay, there's no time like the present. Right? The two Rambams. Zach, you have the Rambams over there? No, you got the. We'll start with the one in. We'll start with the one in Shema. Okay, we'll start with the one in Kriya Shema.
Okay.
The truth is, it doesn't really matter where we start. You get to. Chaim, whichever one you start reading, we'll start with that one. Which one you start with? Sukkah. Okay, never mind. We're starting with Sukkah. I'm sorry. We're starting with Sukkah. So one second, what halacha are you reading? Perek Vav halacha Dalad. Vav Dalad. Perek Vav halacha Dalad. Go ahead. Good, stop there. What's the Rambam saying? Shluchei Mitzvah is not necessarily that you're doing the Mitzvah. What's the case of Shluchei Mitzvah? You're traveling, right? You're in the course of traveling. When are you potter? Night and day. When are you doing the mitzvah? Or when are you doing the traveling? Let's put that in. When are you doing the traveling? Yeah. One or the other, right? Presumably you're doing one or the other. You're either traveling by day and doing the mitzvah and camping out at night, or you're traveling at night and camping out by day. But you're not going 24 hours without stopping. And yet the Rambam says that you're potter from Sukkah. What's the implication? What's the implication? When are you putter?
Every time.
You putter until, that's it, you putter. You're doing a mitzvah, you putter, you putter from Sukkah. With no qualification. Right? That's what it seems like, right?
Yeah.
Now, does he say anything about the nature of the mitzvah that you're doing insofar as it relates to Sukkah? He doesn't say anything like that. He simply says, you're doing one thing, you putter from Sukkah. Now, let's look at the Rambam in
Kriyashma. You're traveling and then you're camping.
Yeah.
When are you doing the mitzvah?
When you're doing the mitzvah, for sure you're potter. That's you did not doing the mitzvah yet. You didn't yet do the mitzvah.
You didn't get to it yet.
No.
Okay.
When you're doing the act of doing the mitzvah for sure, then there's nothing to talk about. That's Oseik B'Yadayim. That's Oseik B'Melechas Mitzvah B'Yadayim. Everyone agrees that that's doing. Again, assuming we'll still have to go, when I say everyone agrees, and what I mean is, assuming the mitzvahs meet the criteria for Osek Mitzvah Patei Mitzvah, we'll see that there may be some question as to which mitzvahs qualify. Okay, you got the Hilchos Kriyat Shema?
Yeah, which parak?
It's Perek Dalad. Perek Dalad. We're most interested in Halacha Beis, but I think we should start with Halacha Aleph. Okay, we're going to get a running start from Halacha Aleph. That's right. Nice and loud.
Women servants, little people.
Ketanim, yeah, children. We call them children. Right? Go ahead. They're potter from Kriyat Shema.
Right.
Rambam, Yitzhak Tanim, Rosa.
Right. Good. You're saying good.
Unasa, Umevarchim, Ufaneha.
Right, so the Rambam says, there's, you know, separate. There's a rule that you have to begin to train a child to do mitzvahs when it's appropriate. So he says, "Malamna nasakatanam likos osa be'onasa," at the appropriate time, when it's appropriate for the child, and it's appropriate to say the Shema. He says, also say the Shema at its proper time. Onasa sounds like more like it's the zman of the Shema. You teach the children to say the Shema in its proper time, in her proper time. Okay. Lefaneha. Ulachareha. Right, you train the children not just to say the Shema, but also to recite the Birkos Kriya Shema. Why? Kedei lechanecha be mitzvos. That's a general rule that you mechanech a child in mitzvos. When you mechanech a child to do a mitzvah, when it's appropriate, you actually have to do the Maisa mitzvah.
Mechanech is like getting used to?
Chinuch. Chinuch is training. Training. You actually have to do the specific Maisa Mitzvah. You know, when a child is little, very little, so you could do something that just shmecks of the Mitzvah. You know, it's a nice thing to do, but that's not actually a Kiyam in Chinuch. Chinuch means when you begin to train the child to do the actual Mitzvah. For example, if your child is old enough to start shaking a lulav in an esrog, so the halacha is that you have to give him a lulav and esrog, not a lemon and a piece of celery. That's not Chinuch. Right, chinuch means you begin to train the child in the actual mitzvah. Now, a little, very little child who's not yet... That's not real chinuch. It's not, like I said, for a very young child who's not subject to the mitzvah, okay, maybe there's an aspect of training, but insofar as the mitzvah of chinuch, that's not the mitzvah of chinuch.
And you don't answer me.
So that's a separate... right?
That, said that last
I mentioned that last year?
Yeah, that you should.
Yeah, so there is a separate issue of answering amen to the bracha of a cotton. I'm not going to get into that now. It's a whole separate issue.
That means under 13? Anyone under 13?
Yeah, but like I said, I don't want to get to that now. Okay. But there are cases, let's say, where the parent is the one that's around when the bracha is being made. That might be different than someone else. Because for the parent, it might be part of the chinuch. Just like I have to teach the child to make brachas, I have to teach the child that you make, you say amen after the brachas. That's part of my chinuch. But if I hear another kid saying amen, saying a bracha, to say amen to that might be problematic because the kid's bracha is not really a bracha. So I'm saying amen, it should be MS, and really he's not saying anything that, but that's not for now. But I'm glad that you remember that there's an issue. Okay, Misha Haya Libo Tarad. Now this is what we're concerned with. Misha Haya Libo Tarad. Now it says if a person is burdened, his heart is distracted, his heart is drawn to something, Tarad v'nechpaz bidvar mitzvah. Some mitzvah, mikol mitzvahs. Doesn't matter what mitzvah it is.
Wait, what is nechpaz?
You think it means, yeah, he's going after, he's drawn after. Chaim?
Yeah.
You guys, I didn't mean to take your, steal your thunder. Right, Bechomet says he's potter mi kriyashma, potter from kriyashma. Regardless of what mitzvah is that he's involved in, or he's drawn after, or he's distracted by, right?
This base.
We're still in Aleph. Lefikach.
Lefikach.
So now he's going to give you an application. An application of this general rule. What's the application? Chasan shenasa besula. Potter from kriyashma. Chasan marries a besula. What's a besula?
Virgin.
A virgin.
Until
he actually has relations with her. Why?
Pinuya.
Because his das is not panui. What does that mean, his das is not panui? He can't focus. His mind's not able to... Panui means available, really. His mind's not available. Right? No vacancy. He can't make any room for Kriya Shema. Why? Because his mind is elsewhere.
Shema,
less, perhaps, maybe. Lo yimsa basulim. So yeah, the Rambam is telling you why he's so preoccupied with the upcoming relations. He's very concerned that the woman actually be a basula. Again, we could discuss that further, but that's what the Rambam's suggesting is the preoccupation with the besula. When we get to the Gemara,
it's whether or not she's a besula or not.
Yeah, that's the Rambam's position. Like I said, let's hold off on that because the Gemara takes up this issue a little bit later when it contrasts almana from besula.
Right.
Okay, I don't want to get into the details of that right now. Okay, so that's the Rambam over here. What criteria is the Rambam giving us over here for when you stop doing one mitzvah to do another mitzvah? You're osik in one mitzvah, or you're involved in one mitzvah, and you're confronted with another mitzvah. What's the rule that the Rambam presents as to decide, or as how to one should decide what to do, or when to choose one over the other?
Osik mitzvah, patur min mitzvah.
Yeah, when does the Rambam say osik mitzvah, patur min mitzvah?
Like a wedding night. What time exactly?
No, I don't mean what time, but I'm saying in what case?
Oh.
Which case? Do we say osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah for the almana?
No.
For the beula?
No, only for the besula.
Only for the besula. Why? So let's read halacha beis now.
Is he saying that herbing the besula is a specific case?
Yeah, it is a specific case.
But unlike any other case?
No. Read beis. That's what you'll see.
He's saying that the mental state that he's in is considered osik.
But what? So you see in some cases yes, in some cases no.
Right.
Right? Look at Bez. Aval. Yeah. Hanose. Yeah, one who marries the Ba'ula. Aval Bishahu Osek B'mitzvah.
Even though he is.
And as the Rambam saying, listen, I just told you in Halacha Aleph that when the guy is kones the besula, he's pater from Shema. Why? Because he can't focus. His mind is not panui. So he's pater. Whoa, but one second. That's not true in every case. And it comes along the case of the ba'ula, afal pishu osik b'mitzvah. He's also involved in a mitzvah. He's involved in a mitzvah, just like the kones the besula is going to be involved in a mitzvah. But the distinction is that he's chayev. Mishabish as daito. What does mishabish mean? Shibush means generally confused. Like when you say it's a mishubash or it's a shibush, it usually means it's a confused text or confused.
Why did you say a different word?
We have shemabalvel.
Oh, you have shemabalvel?
Yeah.
Okay. This the Franco realm says shemishabish. I'm not going to say this is the more accurate girsa, but generally speaking, they endeavor to correct the girsa. What's that?
I think it's just trying to use a nicer word.
Okay, either way, the implication is the same. I'm not sure what Meshabesh would imply that Mevalvel wouldn't. Mevalvel means to be more confused. Meshabesh also seems to mean lead you astray, led in error. But I don't believe that...
They changed his word?
The Rambam's word?
Yeah, like intentionally?
No. There are...
multiple texts.
Okay. So what do you see from here? This guy has to be Kori Kriya Shema. Why? Because he's not so drawn, he's not so caught up in it.
It seems like the Rambam's distinctions are purely quantitative.
Ain't no davar shema
shabbos taito. By this.
That's true. The Gemara says that though.
Yeah, well, that's still not like a definition. It still doesn't tell us. Like,
the difference between Mesu and Almana? You're right. I'm not getting into the particulars.
But even just him, even if he tells us that those two things are facts, it doesn't help us understand the rule at all.
It does, because the rule is when you have something that's mishabish as daito, then you're potter. When you have something that's not mishabish as daito, you're chayev.
How do you determine that?
Fine, that you're right. That maybe that can be taken up separately. But right now, the Rambam is giving you a rule. We understand the rule. What's the rule? You want to know which things fall into that category, but that doesn't mean there's no rule.
But he gave us two cases.
And then he says, V'chein kol kayotze bo. V'chein kol kayotze bo means, and anything similar. Anything similar.
Yeah, but we could have just looked at the cases in the Gemara and also said, oh, well, here are two cases that so far, he hasn't done anything different than any other commentary has done.
The Rambam's not a commentary. The Rambam is a code. The Rambam's not writing a pirush on the Gemara. So the Rambam is writing a practical guide. And he's extracting the laws.
Perfectly, he hasn't. I'm just saying.
He has. He's given you a rule of thumb. as a guide, he gave you a rule of thumb. What's the rule of thumb? Anytime you're involved in a mitzvah and you have another mitzvah, so when do you do the mitzvah, when do you stick with mitzvah A, and when do you do mitzvah B? Well, if you look at Hilchos Kriyas Shema, it depends. Is it the type of mitzvah that's going to be Meshabbash as Daito or not? Is the mitzvah you're involved in now so distracting you can't possibly do the second mitzvah? Then you're potter. If it's not, L'chor Yechayev. That's what the Rambam is saying here.
Did we not already have that understanding of the mitzvah?
We know there's a rule. We look at the Gemara, there's a rule. Osek mitzvah, potter min mitzvah. Right? Shluchei mitzvah, potter min asukah. But then we have the case of the chassan, right? The case of the chassan. So a lot of guys ask, well, is the case of a chassan unique? Is the case of a chassan a rule? Is it an exception? Is it a special category?
So
the Rambam says we can't call it kayotze. It's not unique to that one case. He's saying that there's other things that might fall into this category also, into this rule. Meshabbash is daito, not meshabbash is daito.
What we have learned, then it might be different. He's saying that the chassan's not a separate.
Right, listen, even Rashi, we want to say that Rashi wasn't learning it was unique to Chassan. He uses that terminology of Torah when he talks about the regular case on Chavav. But the problem is now that these two Rambams don't seem to be in concert. Why not? What's the apparent contradiction between these two Rambams? Sam, did you pick up on the contradiction? The two Rambams, yeah.
Right?
I mentioned it.
Two different definitions of Osek.
So,
yeah, go ahead. You want to say it?
So yeah, one of them.
Which
says
which one?
The one in Sukkah.
The one in Sukkah. The Rambam in Sukkah.
Says that anybody who's Osek in mitzvah, bottom line, he's pater min mitzvah.
That's what the Rambam seems to say. Shluchei mitzvah, pater min sukkah. You're traveling for a mitzvah. You're camping. You're traveling. You're pater. Whereas in Kriya Shema, he does what?
In Kriya Shema, he says if it's the type of thing, he makes like a criteria.
So right.
It's the type of thing.
There's a distinction. Is it the type of thing that's Mevalvel?
Yeah.
Then you potter. Is it the type of thing that's not Mevalvel? Then you chayev.
Yeah.
Why did the Rambam not give the same distinction in Hilchos Sukkah? That's a question. They don't seem to be saying the same thing. They don't seem to be presenting the same rule. Okay?
Yeah.
So the question is, what is the Shita of the Rambam? What is the Shita of the Rambam? Is the Rambam like the Ozerua? Is the Rambam like the Ran? Is the Rambam like Tosfos? Where does the Rambam fit? Maybe the Rambam's his own Shita. It's possible. Okay, but I mean, we already have three different possibilities. It would be hard to imagine you have yet a fourth, but it's possible. So, I ask that you take a look at the Magen Mishnah. What does the Magen Mishnah say about the Rambam?
What is
Melvalvel?
What is
Melvalvel?
Is that the
Melvalvel? To confuse, the Rambam over here uses Meshabish, but the same type of thing. Mevavel means to confuse you, to distract you. Okay, so what does the Magid Mishnah say? The Magid Mishnah on Sukkah, yeah. You could say it outside if you want. You could say it inside if you want. You want to read it?
Yeah.
You want me to read it?
Okay,
so the Magen Mishnah says the following. This is the Magen Mishnah, again, on Perek Vav, Halacha Dalet. Vav Dalet. Yesh mi shekasav, v'hu shiye be'inyan shem yeshu basukah, yisbatlu k'tzas me'osa mitzvah. Some want to say this rule of shulchei mitzvah, patur min asukah, only applies when sitting in the sukkah will cause a bittul to the other mitzvahs. Whose sheet is that?
That's
Tosos. That's Tosos.
Yeah.
That's Tosos. Right? Remember, Tosos says, how could it be that they slept on the banks of the river and not in the sukkah? It's Efshel Kaim Shneihem. Oh, it must be a case where having slept in the sukkah would have interfered with their mitzvah. But that implies that if not for that fact, they would have had to sit in the sukkah. They would have been obligated to sit in the sukkah. So the Magen Mishnah says, Ve'ein nira kei midivir ha-ga'onim ve'lo midivir rabbeinu. So I don't think that's the pshat that the Rambam is going with. The Rambam is not introducing, according to the Magen Mishnah, that distinction. Ella, what's the Rambam hold? He was so same. He just said it unequivocally. V'kasav l'mayla shluchei mitzvah patur min asukah. So alma b'chol gavna paturin. They're patur regardless. Kol zman she'osken b'mitzvah, she'why she'osken b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah. The way the Magen Mishnah learns the Rambam is that it's a rule. Osek mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah. That's it. Don't tell me afshal kaim shneim, iyar shal kaim shneim. Don't tell me tercha, no tercha. There's no discussion. Shluche mitzvah patur min ha'sukkah. That's it. Whose sheet does that?
Or is your
Which sheet of the
Ran?
It's similar to the Ran. It's probably most similar to the Arzarua, because the Ran just introduces that one twist of the Tircha. The Rambam doesn't mention anything here about openly. Doesn't mention anything expressly about Tircha. But yeah, I would say the Ran and Arzarua are very similar. So if you say Ran, I'm not gonna fault anyone for saying Ran. But if you want to be more precise, I'm saying probably more like the Arzarua. But now the question is, if that's the case, what about the Rambam Kriyat Shema? Right, this Magen Mishnah doesn't answer that question. You're telling me that the Rambam holds like the Arzarua. Now you got a problem for Kriyat Shema. So, I may have made a slight mistake in writing down the Maor Makomos. Did it at a time when I wasn't fully lucid, but instead of writing 192 or 291, whatever actually came out on the sheet, it should have been 129. So if you have this edition of the Meiri, or you have access to this edition to the Meiri, the annotated edition of the Meiri, he has footnotes in here. And in footnote 129 on this Gemara, he tries to deal with this contradiction in the Rambam.
Which
Parak Sheni? In Parak Sheni. So I'll read the Lashon of the Meiri. Footnote 129. It's page 17. Page Ayin Vav. Ayin Zayin.
Yes.
Page Ayin Zayin. So he starts out, the Meiri's Lashon is like this. Kol she'be'arnu be'osek b'mitzvah p'shepatim in a mitzvah. That which we said, says the Meiri, about the concept of osek mitzvah p'shepatim in a mitzvah. Perusha she'be'ochu osek ba, when he's osek, o torud ba, right? Or your torud. Pater mi mitzvah acheres hamizdamen eslo. You pater from that other mitzvah which you now happen upon or which confronts you. She efshal alas elsek. You can't do that other mitzvah. Ela imkein b'mini asa shalzu. The only way you can be able to do that mitzvah is if you stop or you interfere with the first mitzvah. O be'ikuvor, we're not doing it at all. Aval kosher mekayim mitzvah. But if you're just involved in a kima mitzvah, wearing tzitzis, you're wearing tefillin. You don't say pater in that case. You don't say, listen, I'm wearing tzitzis today, I'm sitting in my house with a mezuzah, I'm sitting in my house with a makkah, I have a bris milah, therefore don't ask me for tzedakah. We don't say that. We don't say, I have an aveda in my house, I'm looking for its owner, I'm not doing anything right now, I'm just protecting your lost object by locking it up, I'm pater from mitzvahs. We don't say that. Those are just kiyumim. So in the note, Rav Avram Liss, he wants to say, he says the following: Kach nir shadaito, who kadasa rishon hasorim, tiim efshel kaim shteim ein omrim osek b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah. So it sounds like the Meiri is holding that you don't say osek b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah when it's efshel kaim shteim, meaning that the Meiri himself seems to be in line with Tosos. Then he says Meiri elsewhere sounds like he's saying like the Ran. Okay, I'm not so interested right now in the sheet of the Meiri. What I am interested in is what he says about the Rambam. So he says, V'ilu, he quotes the two Rambams. He says, L'mashin is ba'er. First he tries to explain the contradiction in the Meiri, apparent contradiction. He says, in one place the Meiri is mashma like Tosfos, in one place the Meiri is mashma like the Ran.
Mashma,
implied. He seems to imply that he's like the Ran. So, I'll read it already, right? So he says, over here is mashma like Tosfos. However, b'dibra ha-maspil ha-mishnah ravi is nira da'af be'efshel ha-kayim shneim potter, like the Ran. V'asher yu'ayu v'zeh. Says, if you ask me to try to explain the contradiction, the internal contradiction within the Meiri, what would I say? Kidas rabbeinu hu kidas ha-ran, perek ha-mishnah. Sha'af hu sover, kidas ha-rishon, v'as soverim, da'osik mitzvah potter mitzvah. Really, I'll tell you that the Meiri holds like the Ran. That what? Osik mitzvah. You put them in the mitzvah categorically. Ela shekosav, the Ran says, mihu modina vaday shekol sheino tzarech lechoch klal, el kadaka mitzvah rishon, yochel atzeh yidei shneihem. Tchiyai gav nevaday yetzeh yidei shneihem. That you should, that one should, vaday yetzeh shneihem. That you should certainly do the other mitzvah when there's no tircha involved. That was the position of the Ran that we've discussed already at length. U'meyos tov al yikri ra. The Efshalomar says the note, the Af Rabbeinu Sir Lehachim, that maybe this is the way the Meiri holds also. Im Kein Gabi Sukkah, when it comes to the mitzvah of Sukkah, Harit Tzrichen Heim Letroach La Leches La Sukkah, maybe even though there's a built Sukkah, but it's a pain. You gotta go to the Sukkah. You're on your way to do the mitzvah, you stop at night, but you're stopping, there's no Sukkah. So you gotta travel to where the Sukkah is. So that's a tircha. U'mishum kach paturin. And that's why you potter. Because of the element of tircha. Aval ba'ofen shein lo tircha miyuchedes l'mitzvah acheres b'zeh sover d'chayev k'mo shekasav Aran. So he wants to say the Meiri doesn't really contradict himself. In one place he's talking about a case where there's a tircha involved. In one place he's talking about a case where there's no tircha involved. So he wants to say the Meiri is really like the Ran. The next step that he takes is to say, that's the answer to our problem with the Rambam. The Rambam is not contradicting himself. The Rambam has a Shita. What's the Rambam Shita? The Rambam Shita is like the Ran. The Rambam agrees with the Ran. What's the Ran's position? Osek mitzvah, potter min a mitzvah. You potter. But you know what? There's a twist. When there's no tircha, then you should do the other mitzvah. So, how's it going to work out? In the case of sukkah, why you putter? Why you putter without any mention of anything? That's his phone. Right? Why you putter, regardless? Why is it also mitzvah putter in a mitzvah? Because of the tircha. Whatever the tircha is it to build a sukkah? Is it to go to a sukkah? That's a tircha. So you really potter. The only time I tell you do the other mitzvah when you're already involved in the first mitzvah is when there's no tircha. But here's the tircha. So therefore, shluchei mitzvah, patur min ha-sukkah. What about the halacha in Kriyashma? So there he tells you. That's not such a tircha. I'll read his description. He wants to say like this. Lufi masha kasavnu yesh loma daharamam kari b'shitas rabbeinu v'haran. He wants to say the Meiri is like the Ran, so now he's saying the Rambam is like the Meiri on the Ran.
That's the editor of the edition. Of
yeah. The Amosai Amrin and Osek Mitzvah Potter Min HaMitzvah. I think his name is Rav Liss, Rav Avram Liss. Af Be'efshel Kayim Shneihem. Dafkem Yeshel Tirchem Yuchades, Bikdel Kayim Mitzvah Shneia. Avom Eno Tirchem Yuchades, Az Mechuyev Kayim Shneihem. If there's no specific Tircha, no extra Tircha involved, then you have to do both. Whose Shita is that? It's the Shita of the Ran. In Kain, Gabe Sukkah, with regard to Sukkah, Harayesh lo tircha miyuchades. You have a tircha. La leches la Sukkah, or la chapes Sukkah. Either to look for a Sukkah, or to go to the Sukkah where you know where it is, or to build a Sukkah. Ech sheyia, that involves some form of tircha. So, since you're Osek b'mitzvah, you're potter. Do I tell you to go sit in the Sukkah? No, because it's a tircha. What about the Rambam in Kriyashma? So he says, "Aval no say esa ba'ula, emo tircham yuchadis b'kdei l'kayim mitzvah shniya hayne likrok kriyashma u'b'chi agavni chayiv." So he says, in so explaining, shnei piskei Rambam olam l'fizeh kahogin. Now the two Rambams come out very nice. There's no contradiction. Why? Because he's defining the shita of the Rambam as being the shita of the Ran. And once you say that you like the Ran, now it depends what we're talking about. You're talking about say Kriyashma for a second, say Kriyashma for a few minutes, whatever it is. That's not a big tircha. That's not a big tircha. So it's Efshel Kayim Shneihem. I'll tell you, listen, do the other mitzvah. Why by the Besula are you not Mechuyev? Are you not instructed to do it? Because that's Efshel Kayim Shneihem. Forget about tircha, that's Efshel. There he says your das is totally distracted. That's the Ran holds that you're osik mitzvah putter in a mitzvah. Really, it doesn't really matter what the nature of that other mitzvah is. You're putter. But if the, doing the other mitzvah is not a major tircha, right? Then we'll tell you to do it. No, I'm saying that's the, I'm sorry, that's the Ran. That's the Ran. So now, why does the Rambam tell you that to do the other mitzvah, not to do both besula? So you have to say that that's right. That's a tircha, like you said. I'm sorry. That it would be at least a tircha, at least a tircha to try to do that other mitzvah. You're so distracted. You're so involved. We'll tell you. Listen, calm down. Take it easy. You know, get your mind right. Do some laps. Come back. Sit down. Now say Shema. That's a major tircha. To have a guy who's so otherwise engaged and so otherwise involved, that's a much bigger undertaking to say the Kriya Shema.
Can you say that anyone who's in, you know, involved with, you know, anything, let's say, you know, you have a heart test, for instance, here, but you're so, you have a final the next day, and you just, you know for a fact, you don't have the proper...
Kavana?
No, you just won't have this proper mindset.
For Shema?
Yeah, because you're so involved with...
Well, I mentioned yesterday that you know, you have a similar halacha by tefillah. If a guy really feels he can't have kavanah by tefillah, he's not supposed to daven. You know, that's something of a sliding scale. There's no objective criteria for that. Every person has their own set of circumstances that can be so distracting that it could be fatah.
Let's say someone who has.
I'm not going to give you a specific. I'm not going to say yeah. In that case.
No, I'm saying
you got to do what you can to try to be miyashiv yadas.
Right.
You can't say, listen, I'm distracted, so that's it. No, you got to man up. We'll get to that also. We'll see that some of the Rishonim use that Lashon. They'll say, not man up Lashon, but they'll say that you have a chiyuv to be miyashav yadas. You have to do what you can to focus. And we say that sometimes. We tell a guy, listen, you got to focus. But over here we're not saying that because at least according to this approach, we're saying it's too big a tier. Apparently, it's too great a thing to ask of the person. When it comes to the almana, it's not such a big thing. Just say the Kriya Shema. And that's what you have to say. Because if you say that the Rambam is like the Ran doesn't care about Efshel Kayim Shneim, Yefshel Kayim Shneim. He says Osek Mitzvah, it's Potter. So he's Osek. So he's so Osek that he's Potter. He's Osek in the Mitzvah of the Besula. What about the Alman? He's also Osek. Yeah, he's Osek, but there's no Tirchah there. Apparently, it's less of a distraction. Since it's less of a distraction, it's easier for him to say Shema. Yeah, yeah, it's, exactly. He says, no, but the lashon that the Ran has is yetze, vada yetze shneihem. You certainly should. But it's not me'ikar hadin. That's right. Technically, you're not required to do it, but you should do it. Because when you could do it, why be happy with less than an ideal? But it's not, you're right. If you ask the guy, did you violate halacha? You ask the Ran, did you violate halacha? He wouldn't say you violate halacha. You just say you failed to do the best thing. He wants to say that's what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying, you should do it. I mean, wait, you're right. The way he's understanding the Ran, it sounds a little more, almost more like you're required. But the lashon of the Ran, as we've seen, is vada yetze shneihem. He certainly should be yotze both. Right? Vada yetze shneihem means he should certainly do both. Okay, there is one other approach here in the Rambam. I know no one got a chance to see it, but since I'd like to move on to something different after Yontif, so maybe I'll just do it now quickly for the sake of completion, and then we'll move on Bli Nether on Monday to another issue. We'll go weiter in the Gemara, we'll cover some more ground in the Gemara, and move on to another issue here in the Sugya. But the Rav Avram Minahar, one of the Gedolei Rishonim, in commenting on the Gemara, says the following. Okay, so I'll read his Lashon, and you tell me what this has to do with the Rambam, okay, and the apparent stira in the Rambam. Again, some reverb over there.
It sounded like nice trance music going there.
What did you say?
Sounded like good trance music for a second.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. So he says like this, V'ha'ikahu the Tana de Darish b'shiftecha b'veisecha. When the Gemara says b'shiftecha b'veisecha, prat la'osik b'mitzvah, and then u'belechtecha v'aderech, prat la'chasan, says Rav Avraham Minahar, b'itarti. In order to pater you from a mitzvah,
you need both.
She osik b'mitzvah, v'hi atorid b'davar. She'enu yachol akayim a mitzvah. It needs to be a type of you need to be involved in a mitzvah and Torah. It needs to be the type of mitzvah that causes a situation where you can't do the other mitzvah. A mitzvah plus tirda built into the mitzvah. Then he goes a little further.
Is it tirda.
No, not tircha.
What is tircha?
Tircha means difficulty or trouble or some type of inconvenience. Tirda means more that you're involved, you're laden with something, you're tarot, you're involved, preoccupied. Then he says, Ishtachach hashta lefum debarirna, shemes asik b'mitzvah, you're involved in a mitzvah, v'higiyaz man mitzvah acheres, shemitzvasa overes. Right, Pesach, this is what you asked about the other day. You're involved in a mitzvah, and now another mitzvah comes along, which is going to pass you by. Kigon Kriya Shema, Utvila. You're doing one mitzvah, but now comes this man for Tvila, or comes this man for Kriya Shema. If you don't do it, you're gonna lose your chance. Im eino Torah b'mitzvah shebiyado shekidma lazu. If you're not so engrossed in the first mitzvah that you can't extricate yourself from it, posek u'makayim zu shemitzvah sa'overes. You should stop and turn your attention to Shema or to Tefillah and make sure you chop the mitzvah before it passes you by. Daha less be tirda, but there's no major tirda. Umishem hachi arminon dekones almana chayiv v'kriya shema. That's how we say that the case of the almana is one which requires you to stop and say kriya shema. However, he continues and he says v'im yesh ba tirda v'eino yachal lihitapel b'ha mitzvah acheres below bitul ha-mitzvah rishona kigon holchei l'tzorach mitzvah v'chei nami chasan shal besula shalibo tar b'mitzvah kedaparishna pata min ha-mitzvah v'lo ram yale ha-mitzvah l'ikuv nedaite. And he says it's kol zeh loman midibi ha-rambam melchaz kriya shema, where he says afal pi she'osek b'mitzvah. Af al pi she'osek b'mitzvah. You see, from the Rambam, there are times when you say, even though you're osek b'mitzvah, you have to stop and do the other mitzvah. When is that? That's just an example, but he's giving a rule. But with regards to Kriyashma, what was the rule? When he wants to say that what the Rambam means is when you're involved in the first mitzvah, And you're not so Torah that you can't get yourself out to do the second mitzvah, which is a mitzvah overes, then you potter. But if you're so Torah that you can't get out, I might have misspoken. I'm not sure. When you can't get out, you're potter. When you can get out, you should do it. But when is it that you're potter? You're potter when getting you out or turning your attention away will compromise your first mitzvah. You're so tired that you really can't be distracted. Now, if you would distract yourself, what's going to happen? You're going to compromise your first mitzvah. You're going to compromise your first mitzvah. That's when you putter. Who is that like? Let me read that lashon again. That's like Tosfos. Yes. That's like Tosfos. According to Rav Avraham Min Ahar, it comes out that maybe there's no steer in the Rambam because really the Rambam is like Tosfos. How so? The halacha in Sukkah is what? Shluchei mitzvah, p'tur min ha-sukkah. Why?
Because
Sukkah
is hard to fulfill.
Well, according to this, what we have to say is that really, the Rambam is not excluding the possibility that there could be cases where you potter from Sukkah. If you're learning like Tosos, it depends. Just like in the case where the Amorim slept on the river and not in the sukkah, was because to go in the sukkah would have affected their other mitzvah. Somehow, we don't know how, but somehow either it would have been too laborious or they wouldn't have had a good night's sleep. As some want to say, they wouldn't be able to do the mitzvah. But if not for that fact, then they would have had to sleep in the sukkah. So what the Rambam and I are saying, based on the Rambam's on the diak from the Rambam, afal pi she'osek b'mitzvah. He wants to say, "Im yesh ba tirda, ve'ena yochel itapel b'hamitzvah acheres below bitul hamitzvah rishona." If you can't get out of that mitzvah, and do the second mitzvah without compromising your first mitzvah, kigon, holche letzorach mitzvah, like a person is going to mitzvah. Sometimes stopping to do the other thing is going to interfere with your first mitzvah. It's going to interfere with your mission. If it's going to interfere with your mission, no, you don't do that second mitzvah. Cheinam yichasam shel besula. The guy's preoccupied with the be'ilah of the besula. Shelibo torah b'mitzvah, kideparishna. He's potem in a mitzvah. We don't tell him, listen, you got to stop, you have to have kavana and try to do that other mitzvah. No, we don't do that. We're going to take him away from the first thing. This is really sheet of Tosfos. This is really a sheet of Tosfos. And it's a sheet of Tosfos similar to what we said previously in the Meiri, how the two Rambams are not at odds with one another, because it's really one rule with two different applications in two different cases. The same thing would be over there, just with it's the opposite. It's not the sheet of the Ran, but it's the sheet of Tosfos, right? It's the sheet of Tosfos. When you could do it without interfering with your first mitzvah, yeah, you have to do it. When you can't do it without interfering with your first mitzvah, then you shouldn't do it, and you potter. So these two sheets are really not mirror images, they're opposites, they're polar opposites. In one case, we're saying these two, the Rambams, are not at odds with one another. Why? Because he's like the Ran. Really holds that you potter, but in a case where there's no tirchah, you should do it. The other case is, no, really holds that it's Efshel HaKayim Shneyem, you should do it. Problem is, in some cases, it's Efshel HaKayim Shneyem. And that's why you can't do it, that's why you potter. But they're not arguing, because the Ram has a shita, either like Tosfos or like the Ran. I mean, the Magen Mishnah learns, he has a shita, it's like the Azurua, but the problem with the Magen Mishnah is, it doesn't answer up for Kriya Shema. Right? The Magen Mishnah's way of explaining the Rambam, or learning Pshat in the Rambam, is problematic insofar as it doesn't answer up the question of Kriya Shema. These other two Mahalchim, for explaining the Rambam, answer up the apparent stira in the Rambam. There is no stira. The Rambam has a rule. The problem is that when you apply the rule to different cases, you're going to have a different result. It, depending upon the nature of the mitzvah. If it's one, if you go with the first that Mahalach, if it's one like Sukkah, which is a Tircha, then you don't have to do it, because you're really Pater. If it's one like saying Kriya Shema for the Ba'ula, it's not such a big Tircha, say the Shema. Oh, if you're learning like this, you're saying, no, really, Osek Mitzvah, Pater Mitzvah, when it's Esh L'Kayim Shnehem, you're Chayiv. What's the qualification? Oh, sometimes it's not Esh L'Kayim Shnehem. Sometimes you can't do it, because it's going to impact on your mitzvah. Then you don't have to do it. Efshel HaKayim Shnehem means you can do both. You can fulfill both. Right. Okay, so what's the Rambam Shita? It's hard to know. There are different possibilities as far as where the Rambam may really lie. And either way, the steer in the Rambam is not really a problem. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll wish everyone a Gemar Chassima Tov and a good Shabbos and good Yontif. It should be a good year. And Mirat Hashem, when we come back after Yontif for the 2 days or whatever it is that we have until we stop Bein Hazmanim, we'll continue with the Gemara on this Amud. So over Yont, if you have time, you want to prepare a little further, you can go down to the bottom of the Amud, just the Gemara, Rashi, and the Pshat, and then we'll introduce different aspects of this Sugya in the Rishonim next week. Okay? All the best. Zach?
Yeah.
Have a good Yont, good Shabbos. Do you want us to Skype you on Monday?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, great.
Tomorrow.
All right. Tomorrow's Erev Yont. What's tomorrow? Tomorrow's Friday, right?
You're like seeing yourself.